It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee, starring me. My name is Tobe. I am your host and chairman. You're listening to Anon Radio because, obviously, you're one of the cool people. And if you've ever heard this show before, you are aware that this is the point where I look for the agenda. And I'm not... Yep, here it is. It was hiding under the calendar. What is on the agenda for today? First topic today is Volkswagen. Now, normally I have all kinds of issues with Volkswagen in general, but today, or was it last night? I can't really remember. I was watching the television, a commercial came on, and they were trying to sell me Volkswagen cars. And I thought, okay, well, that's nice and all, until they got to the point where they are now advertising their new car, and they are advertising the fact that it has technology. You can now get a Volkswagen with technology. And that's how they're advertising it, with technology. Apparently, that means that Volkswagen, up until this point, was not using any technology whatsoever. How they managed to actually manufacture automobiles is beyond my line of reasoning. But now that Volkswagen has technology, boy, we should just see their sales skyrocket. It makes me wonder what other products we will soon be seeing that will advertise, "We now have technology." Will my favorite hairspray and shampoo commercials now have technology? Will my favorite cat food commercials now advertise with technology? Wow, I'm glad we have technology now. It's a good thing mankind finally invented technology, because boy, we were sure running around in circles before now. I got nothing done today. You might be glad to know that I've accomplished absolutely zero today, because I've been playing with my Raspberry Pis all day. Thanks to Comrade Neff, who clued me into some stuff yesterday, and suddenly the scales have fallen from my eyes. And I suddenly and finally understand something fundamental that I was missing before. I've been playing the command line game all day. I'm pretty proud of myself for figuring some stuff out, and now all I gotta do is write some scripts so I don't have to type out these three-line commands. But my script abilities are weak at best. And now I gotta figure out some issues in my scripts and deal with that and make some stuff work, because I'm dumb. I need to learn to Unix. You know, maybe I could learn Unix faster if they would just sell it with technology. I'm kind of bored today. I'm just killing time until my Bundesliga highlight show comes on. Oh boy, what am I going to do today? The good news is I managed to find the baby marmot video that I thought that I lost. I still had it on my camera, so I just had to dig through the camera to find it. And I have since put it on many other pieces of equipment so that it will never be lost again, and so that I can view it on many different devices. Oh, brother. Okay, where are we at here? We are approximately 4.5 minutes into this show. And what's the status of the tea? Did I mention that I made tea shortly before the show began? It's probably too hot to drink at this time, but we're gonna try it anyway. Okay, oh, very nice color. Lots of nice steam. Let's give it a taste. Oh, get it. Yeah, way too hot. Ow, son of a jumping monkey crutch. Yeah. Whew. We can let that sit over there for a while. Let it breathe. Take the cover off. Let that thing cool down. Now I know what the corona of the sun tastes like. Ha ha ha. All right. It also occurs to me that I may not have enough room on my computer to save this show. I need to see if I have the capacity. How do I do this on my magic computer? Oh yeah, it's DF. DF. And that gives me the numbers that I don't like, and so then I have to do... How do I get it into gigabytes? DF minus G. Invalid option. Try DF dash dash help for more information. Okay, DF dash dash help. Help me. Do 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 buck size. Do 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 do. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want that. Block size, block size. No, I want it in a different. Oh yeah. DF minus M for megabytes. How do I do it for gigabytes? It's not G. Who writes this stupid software? Oh, this isn't good. I'm at 93% capacity. I can squeeze a few more days worth of shows onto there before I have to dump everything else off onto something else. All right, so we're good. It looks like I can keep on yakking for another half an hour, at least. Oh, and I just noticed that it is snowing outside. The big giant flaky kind of snow that falls slowly. And that tends to mean that it's colder at higher altitudes, and it's warm down here. So it's kind of wet, but it makes for interesting snowflakes. I wonder if this means I'm going to be able to drive anywhere today. Yeah, it's probably going to be fine. It's not cold enough to be dangerous yet. Makes me wonder how all those Jonas victims are doing. All those people who got lots and lots of snow. I saw on TV that some airport had 2 feet of snow. I thought, yeah, that's pretty good snow. This snow will reset the tracks. You know me, I love to track animals, and yesterday I entertained myself for a little while looking out the window, identifying tracks just by gait and stuff in my backyard. And so now we're getting a reset. Cover up all the tracks, let the animals come out, and I'll go back out and track them. I'll find out where they're going and what those dudes are doing. Did I mention that I bought a loaf of bread about, when was that, about 3 days ago? I'm not sure why I did this. I, as you know, I'm not supposed to be eating bread. It gives me all kinds of problems. But for some reason, I was in the store and we were gearing up for the big storm, which never came and all that. And I thought, oh, the girlfriend might want bread, so I grabbed a loaf of bread. And I made sure to buy a Bimbo bread. Bimbo is my favorite humongous international baking concern. And if you're not familiar with Bimbo, I would suggest you look it up. I don't know if they're the biggest baking concern in the world, but if they're not the biggest, they're the second largest. And because they are the shirt sponsor for many, many football teams, I like to buy their products when I can to help support them. And so I bought, I don't remember what the brand of the bread was, other than it was made by Bimbo. But the variety or flavor of bread was oat nut. What the hell is oat nut? I don't know. That's why I had to buy it. And I was looking at the bread and it's got oats on it. And it says on the label, made with real hazelnuts. So I thought, oh, okay. And I have actually eaten a couple pieces of this bread. I made some toast. And you can see little slivers of hazelnut in the bread. And it's pretty good. Oat nut. I just like the word oat nut. What's an oat nut? And where can I buy some? An oat nut is a person who is just a big fan of oats. I guess that qualifies any horse as being an oat nut. I just like saying the word oat nut. Oat nut, oat nut, oat nut. Well, I may be fun, but I am getting sick of the sound of my own voice, so I'm going to drink this tea while you listen to some of this instead.
Scourging and the crowning with thorns. And I could vidy myself helping in and even taking charge of the tolchocking and the nailing in, being dressed in the height of Roman fashion. I didn't so much like the latter part of the book, which is more like all preachy talking than fighting and the old in-out. I like the parts where these old Yehudis tolchok each other and then drink their Hebrew vino, and getting onto the bed with their wives' handmaidens. That kept me going.
You're listening to Bitch Radio, a non-profit feminist media.
This woman wants dick. Cheney.
Bitch Radio.
This woman wants dick. Cheney.
A non-profit feminist media.
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm sorry you don't understand, but dick. Cheney.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Dick. Cheney. I despise dick. Cheney.
It's a strange thing.
I despise dick. Cheney.
But I like the way that you appropriate so many of these different things.
Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Cheney. And I'm not talking about the former vice president. What a dick. But most Americans say Cheney. Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Cheney. How do you say the former vice president's name?
How do I say it?
Yeah, just say the vice president's full name. And I'm not talking about the former vice president. But most Americans say Cheney.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Cheney. How do you say the former vice president's name?
How do I say it?
Yeah, just say the vice president's full name. That could kill you. Here it is.
Okay.
Here it is. Okay? All right. In Wyoming, some of the Cheney family pronounces the name... Ah, look at that! But most Americans say Peglottenschlager. There's really no debate. There's only one way to pronounce it. Peglottenschlager. Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Peglottenschlager. In Wyoming, some of the Cheney family pronounces the name... Ah, look at that! Yeah, it's kind of a gay wad name. But most Americans say Peglottenschlager.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Kind of a grumpy guy. I want order. I'm going to just go see how the vice president was sworn in. And I'm not talking about the former vice president. What a dick. Kind of a grumpy guy. But most Americans say Peglottenschlager. I'm going to just go see how the vice president was sworn in. Cheney pronounced his name. Ah, look at that! What a dick. Cheney pronounced his name. Ah, look at that! Yeah, it's kind of a gay wad name. There's really no debate. There's only one way to pronounce it. Ah, look at that! Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it, what a dick. In Wyoming, some of the Cheney family pronounces the name Peglottenschlager. But most Americans say, what a dick. Question is, how do you hit a Cheney? Cheney darts out in front of your car. Do you swerve to avoid it, or do you drive through it? the former vice president.
How do you hit a Cheney?
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
The former vice president
darts out in front of your car. Do you swerve to avoid it, or do you drive through it? So how to hit Cheney? I'm looking for people that have hit Cheney. I'm looking for advice here.
The former vice president
darts out in front of your car. Do you swerve to avoid it, or do you drive through it? I'm looking for people that have hit Cheney. I have hit Cheney. Killed it right in front of its mother. I killed that little Cheney with my old Suburban. Took it right out. Didn't even damage a vehicle. I have hit Cheney.
What a dick.
So how to hit Cheney? I'm looking for people that have hit Cheney. Question is, how do you hit a Cheney?
The former vice president
darts out in front of your car. Slamming on the brakes is an option if you haven't got somebody coming up behind you. Driving through it is an option, but you know, that could kill you.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Okay. So,
the former vice president
darts out in front of your car. Slamming on the brakes is an option. You have so little time to make that decision. It seems like it would be simple, right? And swerving, if you lose control of the car, could kill you. That could kill you. What's someone to do? Okay. So,
the former vice president
darts out in front of your car. You have so little time. Slamming on the brakes is an option, right? It seems like it would be very simple, be a very simple decision to make, but it isn't. Cheney.
Kind of a grumpy guy.
What a dick. Cheney.
Yeah, it's kind of a gay wad name.
It's like, you are the biggest conceited dick in the world.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
It seems like it would be very simple, be a very simple decision to make.
The former vice president
darts out in front of your car. Do you swerve to avoid it, or do you drive through it? Driving through it is an option, but you know, you have so little time to make that decision. It seems like it would be simple. Drive through it.
The former vice president
darts out in front of your car. Drive through it. I'm looking for people that have hit Cheney in Wyoming. I have hit Cheney with my old Suburban. Killed it right in front of its mother. Didn't even damage a vehicle. So how to hit Cheney? There's really no debate. Drive through it.
The former vice president
darts out in front of your car
in Wyoming.
There's really no debate. Drive through it. Right? It'd be a very simple decision to make.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
If you're a bitch and you'd like to be my bitch, contact me, Sherston at
P.O. Box 1, Belfast, New York, 14711.
And tell me who you are and if you have access or experience with Bitch Radio. Listen to more Bitch Radio. Thanks again for listening.
Bitch Radio. 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 Bitch Radio.
Zlodnia, Zlodnia, Zlodnia. This is Tobe. You're listening to Anon Radio. I'm currently chairing this meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. You're welcome. Oh, you know me. I've got a fresh cup of tea. It's very hot, but I'm going to try to drink it anyway because, oh, I can see that rainbow oil slick on the top. Oh, let's try to skim that bergamot oil right off. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's so yummy. It tastes like bergamot. Oh, yes. It's so bergamot-y. Okay, and here's something that's been making me mad for the last couple of hours. I just went back to check to see if this was working out, and it wasn't, but I've been trying for I don't know how long now to upload and learn how to talk. I've been trying to upload a video to TubeNix, SDF's little video gallery, But of course, it has to be done in WordPress, and WordPress does not work for people who are trying to access it with a Raspberry Pi. So I did all the instructions as they're written, and then the instructions say, click on login to log into WordPress, and then you're good to go. Right, well, I just click on login, and we just sit here and spin. Nothing happens. I never get a login screen. Ugh. God, I hate WordPress so much. It's so worthless. I don't even want to talk about it. So instead, I think we're going to talk about my entirely theoretical toy theater. What is a toy theater? Well, back in Victorian times, before we had TV, the internet, or anything entertaining whatsoever, people used to make little toy theaters. Imagine a dollhouse, except instead of a house, it's a stage. You know, it's a playhouse stage. And then people would cut scenery and characters out of paper and color them in and then put on little plays, like a puppet show, except it's a little theater with a proscenium and everything, and with sets and props and all kinds of stuff. Just like a little theater, I mean, just like a regular theater, but little. So, you know, toy theater. I've always been fascinated with the concept of toy theater, and I haven't actually gotten around to building one yet, but I've started on the idea, and my idea is that it's going to be a modern toy theater. No paper, nothing Victorian about it, and, you know, probably not always a proscenium stage, because who uses a proscenium stage these days? Nobody. And I've decided that instead of using paper, I'm going to use wood, and so I'm going to actually build a nice little toy theater. Haven't done it yet, but going to do this someday soon. And I've already started making the actors, the characters, to act out the little plays and stuff. And what I've done is I've taken the little dudes you find in craft stores. Maybe you've seen them. In every craft store like Hobby Lobby or Michael's, you know, these big chain craft stores. If you go down into these stores and you look around for a while, you'll notice that there is an aisle full of wooden objects, little wooden pieces of stuff in bags. And some of these wooden pieces are like little people. But when I say people, I mean they are very abstract people. If you remember the Fisher-Price people that are just sort of they're just a round cylindrical body with a ball on top for a head. That's what these are. They're just turned on a lathe, and they're basically just sort of a wooden ball with a body. There's no arms, there's no legs. They're not painted, they're just plain wood, and personally, I think they're awesome. And so I've been buying bags of these guys, these little dudes, and I've been dressing them up. Yes, it's true, I've been playing dress up with my little dolls. I have lots of little fabric scraps. As you may or may not remember, I used to work in a costume shop, a theatrical costume shop. And whenever there was lots of little scraps of interesting fabric, I would take them home. And I've got boxes and bags full of scraps of interesting fabric. And so I've been taking these little pieces of fabric and making costumes. And when I say costumes, I'm not actually sewing up clothes or anything, because, you know, these don't wear clothes. Basically, you can just wrap a piece of cloth around one of these little dolls, or whatever you want to call them, and say, okay, it's a shirt, or it's a dress. There's no difference. There's no arms. And so, as such, they are very easy to dress. And so I've been doing all kinds of that weird little business. Now you're probably asking, well, that's great, Tobe, but what play are you costuming these little pieces of wood for? Well, I thought the first play that my toy theater should produce would be the Genroku Eiko incident, which is known in the Western world as the 47 Ronin. The Eiko Vendetta is something that's a subject that's very interesting and near and dear to my heart. And so I've got a couple of these guys dressed up as samurai. They've got their hakama pants on, and they've got little, well, kind of like hoppy jackets, but of course there's no sleeves or anything, and they've got these little elastic belts, and I carved some swords out of bamboo skewers and put little tsubas on the swords and tucked the swords into the belts. And so now I got a couple samurai guys, I got some chicks, I've got a monk, got a whole bunch of other stuff. I also decided that the next play that my imaginary toy theater will produce will be a stage adaptation of Burning Chrome by William Gibson. That's right, a cyberpunk play. I thought that would be fun because then I could, you know, build lots of weird little LED things to have on stage, and that would lend a very cyberpunk air. Dun, dun, dun. So I built a character that's Automatic Jack, and I built one that's Bobby, and they're both real slick looking. They're pretty cool. And what else? At one point in time, I started thinking, you know, I'd like to do the Gotterdammerung. So I'll do a bunch of gods. And then I sort of decided, well, no, I want to do something a little bit weirder than that. But, and then I couldn't really make up my mind, so I just started making gods. Now, in my toy theater, all the characters who are left to be natural wood are human beings. But any character that is painted is a god. And that's how you can tell them apart. And I've got some real weird-looking gods. I mean, you're not going to think that these are regular, everyday people. But just in case. I still haven't figured out what show I want to do with the gods, but maybe I will do Gotterdammerung. Maybe, who knows? Maybe I'll just make something up instead. So, look for that coming soon. In all media. Tobe's Modern Toy Theater. I really need to get back into this project. Kind of started it a while ago and then sort of floundered when I got to the point where I actually need to build a theater. I went so far as to, you know, build characters, make costumes, and I even did a lot of little lighting with LEDs and did some cool stuff. And now all I gotta do is build the theater itself, and I've designed it about three different times. I've got three different designs for this toy theater. I just don't know which way to go with it. There's just so many things, so many possibilities. Oh, it's just a decision that I can't make. Not because I don't want to, it's just because I can't decide on what features I want the most. How awesome do I want to be? What compromises will I make? Well, you know me, I don't like to compromise when it comes to awesomeness. Compromised awesomeness isn't awesomeness. It's just normality. And normality is boring. It's sucky. And if status quo was perfectly fine, there would be no evolution. Well, anyway, if you want to see some photos of the toy theater stuff as it is so far, let me know. I'll get you some media right away. But as for right now, I think we're done, kids. Yep, I'm taking a look at the clock, and ooh, that minute hand is just about to hit 20. That means time is up here, and I need to go do something else. I can't remember what it was that I was supposed to do today. Eat lunch or make tea? Things that I think I've already done, so I'll just leave you with a big whatever. Okay, great, whatever. So that's it for me. I'm gone. Bye 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.